Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 32.
Huh?
Huh? Is it 32? I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey.
Are you awake yet?
Almost.
Almost? What time did you go to bed?
5 hour.
Five. Is that a 5 or 4?
Four. It's not like you said 5 hour.
4.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Conway.
Yes.
And our special guest, Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
Susan
did
is...
Right?
Yeah, he did. Kamyab. He said it. That was perfect.
Awesome.
Susan?
Susan.
You can find Susan at thischicksflicks.com. Said it right.
Close.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, that's exactly right.
thischicksflicks with an X, right?
Yes.
Explanation.
And on Irving Community Television, where you talk about TV and movies, right?
Yes, I do movie reviews, and I also review local entertainment coverage around the city.
Tell our one listener what you do, how you came about in the film industry and TV industry and writing and all that stuff.
Well, I've always been a movie buff since I could watch TV.
Oh, yeah?
Discover that. I was an intern at Irving Community Television, and I did the production side, which I hated because I'm not meant to, like, lift heavy cameras. It's really not good for me.
I would have
not thought that you'd
Yeah.
I was,
so weird.
I was actually,
so basically you're the opposite of Andrew.
Yeah. I was always picked on it for it, too. Like, can you handle carrying that, like, camera? But
it's 1.5 pounds. Can you carry this?
But I realized that they had, like, movie reviews and stuff, and I told my producer, like, that's what I want to do, and she just, after, you know, a long time of the internship and doing her, I guess you call it, like, bitch work, kind of just, like, logging credit cards, or not credit cards, logging business cards for her and shadowing her, she finally let me do movie reviews and just...
That's how it was.
There.
Did you grow up in Irving?
I was born in Shreveport.
Okay.
But I was raised in Dallas. Yeah, pretty much in Irving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet. Where'd you go to school?
They're right next to each other.
Like high school?
High school or college? And college.
Went to high school in MacArthur and then college, University of North Texas.
Nice. You're a UNT alum.
Yes,
what
UNT.
Class are you?
I guess I graduated a semester early, so it was 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're pretty young.
I am. I'm 25.
25. Wow, I feel old.
No.
So you're not the youngest one. Gwen was usually the youngest one, I guess, when she was here.
She's still young.
No, she's our over 50 demographic.
Oh.
You hear that, Gwen? You're our over 50 demographic still. She'll be on
she'll
at some
be,
point.
Yeah,
she'll be angry. But as usual, this is happy Easter, everybody. Happy Passover. It's Easter Sunday.
Easter.
Easter. Yeah. Do we have Cadbury eggs? Did you bring Cadbury eggs?
I forgot mine.
Of course.
Where are they?
About that, yeah.
Damn.
So
they actually gave me dark chocolate.
I have matzo left. Chocolate card matzo.
The car ride was very long over here.
It's got some McDonald's. So
we got a baker's dozen.
Ooh, yes. Well, as usual, we always start out with some sort of list that we have fun with. And we're going to do our favorite or best scenes in movies. Like our scenes, like the ones that stuck with us.
It's hard because, you know, we've got some favorite movies that have favorite scenes. So you're probably going to have heard a few of these before.
But possibly.
Yeah,
yes.
Possibly. But I'll start with Susan.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
All right. These aren't in any particular order, do they have to be, right?
No.
Just, okay.
Not necessarily. You don't have to be top three either. You'd be like top 20 if you want.
I did my top 5.
Okay.
But, okay, so... Breakfast Club, the confession scene in the circle when they're all...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, when they're all talking about... All, yeah, that's
yeah.
such a good scene.
It's, like, the
Display.
First scene to, like, actually... I cried as a kid. I was...
So that's when Brian talks about wanting to kill himself with a flare gun, right?
Yeah.
And then Emilio.
Emilio, the butt cheeks.
Yeah, the butt cheeks.
The butt cheeks. Or winner. Win.
Was that before or after they danced it out?
Because it's before. Wait. Do they get high first and dance it out, and then they have the talk?
Yeah,
I thought they danced it out afterwards.
Talk comes last. No, the dance came before.
Are you sure?
Maybe so.
Because they got super serious off the getting high.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, that and then Primal Fear, the very end scene when Edward Norton, right when you find out, as soon as he claps.
Do you think that's where M. Night got his twist ending from, Primal Fear?
Who?
M. Night? Because that was, one of the first I can remember, twist endings in Primal Fear. That's when...
But M. Night had already written, several things by that time.
All
right. Primal Fear was, 93?
Well, there were a lot, there were a lot of endings like that. They're, Usual Suspects and...
Yeah.
But that was after Primal Fear, right? Primal Fear was really early. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was good.
One of the first, though, is he crazy or is he not crazy kind of scenes that are movies. No, that kept me up at night.
Yes, just, Edward Norton, great actor.
And that was his best performance to date, in my opinion.
Really? Yes. That's hardcore right there.
To date,
that was so good.
Keeping the Faith.
Have you seen?
Keeping the Faith is pretty solid.
Keeping the Faith is great.
Have you seen Death to Smoochie?
Yeah, he's so good in that.
But it's just... Well, I think I'm biased too. Primal Fear is one of my favorite films, so...
That's a good movie.
It's a good one.
I haven't seen that in years.
Oh, that's good. Number three is Dead Poets Society, Oh Captain, My Captain.
Hell yeah. How many parodies have been in that scene? Been a lot.
Family Guy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of
that
one. Captain, My Captain.
Sees the Dog?
I like that movie a lot.
500 Days of Summer, the reality versus expectation scene.
Oh, that's good.
That's
not the Han Solo dance scene where he looks at himself in the car mirror and he sees Han Solo.
Yeah, he's dancing to
Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
500 Days of Summer. I like that. It's the reality and fantasy. It's really funny.
Yeah,
it's so true.
It's so true. That's all I was thinking. And Tommy Boy, it could be every scene in that movie, but the car door scene when he breaks the car door and then David Spade gets back in the car. He goes, "What'd you do?"
So good.
I will never stop quoting
that.
I watched that recently.
Why did he pass?
And it's still every joke holds up.
I can watch that back to back. It never gets tiring. You never been cow tipping before?
It's so good.
Everything about it is the best.
Kirby and Kyle. It still holds up. It's amazing how great that movie is. Well, excellent list. Yeah. I like those scenes.
Thank you.
We'll go, Andrew, are you ready? Or should we go with your... All right, Andrew. Favorite scenes in movies?
Oh, this is a tough one, man. I'm actually going to say another Edward Norton movie, Fight Club. The scene at the end where you actually realize that Tyler Durden... is.
Yeah.
So is that the end, or is it when he says, buckle up, when he finds out?
No, the whole realization where he's there, looking, and then all of a sudden he realizes, and he flashes back to all the scenes.
Okay.
It's actually Edward Norton doing all this stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's one of the rare instances where the movie is better than the book.
Oh, definitely.
That was a book?
Yeah. That one, yeah.
Yeah. And, Fincher can't go wrong, in my opinion.
He cannot. Sure. He does not do wrong.
And then my next one is Jim Carrey. I've got two Jim Carrey movies on my list, but
really,
the ending of Truman Show is one of my favorite things, where Ed Harris tries so hard to keep him in that world, where he's sailing the boat out to nowhere, and Ed Harris tries to pretty much kill him with the waves, and he still makes it to the edge of the dome that he's in, and and Ed Harris starts pleading with him, and he's like, "Please, don't leave. And then Jim Carrey sort of takes a breath, smiles, looks at him, and goes, "In case I don't see you."
That was a good movie. Are they making a TV show of that?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
That's what I don't know about that. I don't know about that. How can you replace Carrey in that?
And then my top three, one's from a Pixar movie. The first, pretty much like 8 minutes of the film. Like, it makes you cry, feel happy. Everything. Up.
Up.
The beginning of Up, like, tells...
With even no dialogue.
No dialogue.
That's, tells, that's like, one of the best opens.
One of the best opens in, yeah, in mm-hmm. Pixar history by far.
Great movie.
And yeah. It's, yeah, it definitely pulls you in. And it tells everything you need to know about this character before you actually hear him talk or really see him do anything.
Still a better love story than Twilight.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. And then let's see. My next one would probably be the scene in Professional. Oh, I'm trying to think which one was my favorite one, but the scene in Professional. I bring up Professional all the time. It's one of my favorite movies. The scene at the end, pretty much where Gary Oldman freaks out and is like, bring everybody. And you're like, he's not going to bring everybody. There's no way. But he literally brings everybody. And then the scene where Leon is walking down, he thinks he's made it. He's walking through and literally sees all these people, how many people he would actually go against. He's walking down these flight stairs just full of people and gets to the point where he gets down to the first level and thinks he's made it, and unfortunately Gary Oldman has spotted him and leads to his demise. But this is just a great, great scene.
It's a good scene. I'm curious, what was your other Jim Carrey one?
My other Jim Carrey one was in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
So no comedies. Not like Ace Ventura.
Eternal Sunshine became a runner-up. My number one is an actual comedy. But yeah, there's a scene in Eternal Sunshine where he's trying to hide Clem somewhere in his mind. He's like, they're running through, and like, as his mind's deteriorating, the memories are deteriorating. The great, great scene. But my number one is from one of my favorite comedies, Big.
Yes.
Oh,
and it's the scene. It's sort of the emotional scene at the end where, you know, he tells her that he's actually a kid, and she drives him home, and it's the whole scene at the end where, you know, Tom Hanks is slowly walking back to his door and looking back, and then eventually she like looks away for a second, looks back, and he's a kid again, and
it's a good one. I think I have this thing from Big in here. I have a lot written.
So, yeah, so those are mine.
Good scene.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, lots of Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, I have. It's hard to decide.
Name them.
Yeah, I guess scene that made me cry was Field of Dreams, Catch with his father.
Ooh, and you cry at Kevin Costner a lot.
Yeah.
Did you cry in Draft Day?
I did.
I almost cried like twice.
Number,
in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, it was emotional.
Number two pick.
Yeah. Had like a Jerry Maguire feel to it.
Also, pretty much, you know, any scene in Princess Bride, more so probably my name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father.
Would you say that's like your favorite childhood movie? Is that
it's one of them, yeah, definitely.
Good one.
Watch that over and over again and like find something new.
Inconceivable.
So you never deal with Cecilia when death is on the line. and then another memorable scene is Joe Pesci's Funny How in Goodfellas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a
Funny
you know,
How. How the fuck am I funny?
Yeah. Yeah. You just see how badass he is basically in that. He's so scared.
Seeing him in that and then seeing him as Leo gets in Lethal Weapon is just excellent.
Then there's also the final shootout in Once Upon a Time in the West with Henry Fonda and Charles Bronson.
Hell yeah.
When he doesn't even
see. Have you seen that? No?
It's
really, do you like westerns?
Depends.
It's good really stuff. Good. Because yeah. Like, Henry Fonda is playing a bad guy for like the first time in his career, pretty much. And uh-huh. He like, is so scary as the guy. And then he pretty much kills everyone in his path. Then he meets this one guy who doesn't speak and only uses like harmonica to basically convey his thoughts. And he doesn't know who he is, but he is a formidable foe until he realizes who he is. But I won't ruin that for you.
What is it called?
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Add to my list.
Easy mood.
Then one of my favorite scenes is the first T-Rex attack in Jurassic Park.
Hell yeah. What do you think? He gets the lawyer?
Yeah.
I like how the lawyer fixes his hair before he gets
eaten. Basically hear, it's like when the kids like hear the T-Rex and see that the goat's gone, even though the goat shouldn't even be there because the minutes later you see that there is no land that high up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I saw that movie 9 times in the theater.
The cup of water and also the first step of the T-Rex is,
it's not Gilbert that ever realized that. He's like, no one's going to realize that all of a sudden there's a cliff.
Spielberg's genius.
And another Spielberg movie, we're going to need a bigger boat in Jaws when you see the shark for the first time. And good old Roy Schneider's like, oh,
his
crap.
Look up like...
Yeah, he's like, let's go back now. I'm okay with not catching this shark after seeing it. And I also like, Why So Serious, Dark Knight.
Hell yeah.
Heath Ledger as the Joker. But my number one would also be, is from Shawshank, when the warden finds out that, Andy's not in his cell. We look vanished like a fart in the wind! And then he rips the poster off, and then you see how he actually did it all.
Throw a rock
He throws one of the chess pieces, that he left behind. Yeah.
It's so good, that movie. I love that movie.
Did you ever see the, from that movie too? Yeah. It was hard to decide.
Did you ever see the TV show Greg the Bunny?
Yes.
The warden is Jingleheimer Junction guy in that movie. Yeah. He cross dresses. Great to see him as that character, like the one of the most evil villains in cinema is that warden.
I could literally go on and on of my favorite movie scenes, but that's where I'll stop.
That's where you'll stop. Yeah. I'm going to read mine. I have a paragraph of scenes, and I'm just going to read them. So, obviously, my favorite scene...
It's the rape scene in Salo? Is what you're going to
say? Yeah, well, they're, like, the whole movie.
We could have a paragraph. I have, like, 10 more I can throw out there.
My favorite scene of all time, since I saw it back in 92, was Army of Darkness. Bruce Campbell laying down the law. This is my boomstick. Yeah. You've seen Army of Darkness? My goodness. It's excellent. It's one of the best films ever made. But yes,
Army of Darkness. But you can watch Evil Dead.
You don't have to watch them. There's like
a recap
mostly. But Army of Darkness is amazing, and he lays down the law. So basically, Bruce Campbell. It takes place mostly present day, but then he's sucked back to this evil to medieval times, and he works at like a place, relative to Walmart.
S-Mart. Think smart.
Yeah, shop smart. Yeah, and so he's trying to tell everybody about his shotgun. In medieval times, he calls it a boomstick. It's pretty funny. King Kong, 1933 King Kong, escaping Broadway theater and seeing Fay Wray. Steve Martin getting pissed at the car rental place in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I thought you were going to mention when he's at the gas station in The Jerk.
These cans! That's another one. But Steve Martin enraged at the car rental place, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Oh, so good. Just like, I want fucking dots in the front. So good. The transformation scene in American Werewolf in London, which is excellent.
Oh.
I love that scene. That's like one of the first times you actually see a werewolf transformation on screen. The last scene in the original Night of the Living Dead, where, spoiler, they kill the black guy.
Yeah. No, that always pisses me off.
He was black?
Yes. Jack Nicholson announcing the baseball game in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent scene. The introduction of Dark Helmet and Spaceballs always cracks me up.
I love that movie.
Alvy winning Annie back, then losing her again. I like that. It's kind of like more scenes. Let's see which one. The Explorers building their carnival spaceship. When the vampires attack the people at the house at the end of Lost Boys. Death by Stereo. I love that.
So this is your top 32?
Yeah. Almost. The first job the Ghostbusters get at the hotel. Zippity-Doo-Dah and Song of the South.
Wouldn't the library be the first job?
But they run out, though, basically. The first real job where they catch...
Slimer.
I'll end it right
Slimer
here.
Job is what you should say.
I'll end it right here with Matchstick Men. The Nick Cage movie where Nick Cage has a complete meltdown in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And starts yelling at everybody. I feel like I'm going to have that moment at some point in life. And I love that scene because it's so funny. But yeah, those are our favorite scenes.
Wow. That's your favorite Nick Cage scene? Wow.
That is my favorite Nick Cage.
Look at his face off when he realizes his face is...
No, that scene in Matchstick Men I could watch over and over because it's just perfect how he's literally wants to be good. It just like he just has that fear and then he finds out his pills are actually like menopause pills. It's just so good. But yeah, those are our favorite scenes. We left a lot out, but we'll post them on our Facebook. Yeah. Good stuff. Bruce Campbell wins.
No.
But we will post all of ours on Facebook and Twitter and post some scenes.
Okay.
Okay.